国内。
This is Listening to Pictures, artists on the SFU Art Collection, a radio program from SFU Galleries featuring voices of artists with lived experience on the West Coast who reflect on their favorite artists and works in the SFU Art Collection. And we're your hosts. I'm SFU Galleries Director Kimberly Phillips.
And I'm Publications and Special Projects Coordinator Karina Irvin. The SFU Art Collection consists of over 5,800 works and was established soon after the university's founding in 1965. The collection is unique in its capacity to trace the complex social and cultural life connected to this region and remains open to new inquiries and stories as they surface.
For Listening to Pictures, we invited artists to select a work from the collection and consider why it is meaningful to them, to reflect upon the memories or associations it calls up, the relationships it maps, and the political and cultural context from which it emerged. An accompanying suite of limited edition cards, each picturing one of the selected artworks, which you can order from SFU Gallery's website, is offered as a visual reference while listening.
All recordings were developed by the artists themselves, resulting in unique approaches to the artworks they chose, from lecture-style meditations and poetic tributes to political commentary and collaborative sonic experiments. Each invited artist's response, then, is a creative extension of their own practice.
This program was inspired by a 1964 CBC radio program of the same name, hosted by the renowned art historian Dr. Jean Sutherland Boggs. To find out more about the program, download episode transcripts, image descriptions, or other resources, or to subscribe to receive a set of printed cards, visit our website at sfugalleries.sfu.ca. In this fourth episode of Listening to Pictures, we hear from Carol Sawyer and Laurence Playford-Baudet on Mae Wilson. Sawyer and Playford-Baudet focus on the work of Mae Wilson, who lived from 1905 to 1986 and was a prominent figure in the 1960s and 70s North American feminist and correspondence art movements. Through their experimental process and extensive research, they emphasize the inextricable connections between life and work and how each inform and enrich the other.
Carol Sawyer is a visual artist, singer, and educator living and working on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. Her multidisciplinary practice includes research, narrative, photography, video, and improvised music. Laurence Playford-Baudet is a research assistant, tree planter, collaborator, and sound artist who focuses on that which is overlooked or unnoticed. Playford-Baudet lives in Tlamin Territory, Texada Island, BC, after graduating from Emily Carr University of Art and Design in New Media and Sound Arts.
Now we are recording. So I'm Carol Sawyer. And
I'm Laurence Playford-Baudet.
And we've been collaborating on this podcast that you're listening to. I work mostly in photo and video and do a lot of research in my practice, and I'm a singer.
Mm-hmm. And I work a lot with sound as well as other mediums in my own practice. So I was really happy when Carol asked me to collaborate on a research-based audio piece.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. And it was fun to collaborate sort of starting in the middle of a pandemic when mm-hmm. we weren't able to meet in person. Mm-hmm. Laurence was up on
Texada Island.
Yeah. Well, I've never even been there, and I'm stuck in Strathcona here. Mm-hmm. But we finally are meeting in person because it's now July.
Yeah, and being able to be in the same space and actually listen together to the thing that we are working on has been awesome.
Because mm-hmm. in the making of it, we were sort of sending each other back and forth snippets and what do you mm-hmm. think of this and talking through how we might approach this.
It was a little bit like mail art.
Which is quite fitting, actually, mm-hmm. As you'll find out. So we hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoyed making it.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
This musical intro is made by extracting audio from the film made in 1969, Woo Hoo, Mae Wilson, by Amelia Rothschild. I took a sample of Mae Wilson answering the door in her sing-songy way and looped it, and Carol Sawyer's singing on top of the loop that I created. You'll get to hear the full song later in this podcast. Carol Sawyer extensively researched through the SFU archives and other sources about this artist, Mae Wilson. She's going to tell you more now.
When I received this invitation to make a podcast about a work in the SFU collection, I started looking through SFU's art collection database, looking for something that I wanted to talk about. And I was drawn to the work by Mae Wilson. I didn't know anything about her. They are about the size of postcards. There's 8 of them. And they have a mysterious background that is like a spray-painted shadow, some kind of stencil. On the surface of each is mounted a small black and white stamp that looks like some kind of artist stamp. And the stamps all have images, one of which appear to be found images of women, many from sort of art sources, to which Mae Wilson has collaged her own face. The Mae Wilson piece that we're using on the card for this podcast has 2 of these faces pasted onto a diagram that looks like maybe a medical diagram from around 1900. The other 7 stamp images from the set are quite eclectic. She seems to put her face onto various postcards, opera promotional postcards, images of old master paintings. There's also a picture of what I learned later is one of her sculptural assemblages, which contains a kind of life mask of her own face, along with a sieve and a potato masher in a saucepan. So, who is this person? I wanted to know. And I have been in the process of finding that out. So, in this podcast, I'm going to share some of the research with you.
I'd love to play a brief clip from the film of Mae Wilson's voice, and she's talking about the nature of the objects in her studio.
And my studio work is all cast-off material from everyday living, cast-off objects that had once had a life as a shoe to wear or a baby doll for a child to play with.
Mae Wilson was born in 1905 in Baltimore, Maryland, and she grew up poor. Her father died when she was still quite young, and she left school after the 9th grade to work as a stenographer to help the family. When she was 20, she married a young lawyer and had her first child pretty soon after that. She continued working until she had her second child, and by then her husband was earning enough that she was able to leave her job and focus on being a mother and being a housewife. But she dreamt of being an artist. In 1942, the couple moved to Towson, Maryland, just outside Baltimore, and she began to take courses in art history and art by correspondence. By 1948, they were well enough off to move to a gentleman farm north of Towson in an area that was quite rural. And she had time to herself to pursue painting, and she gave art lessons to neighbors, exhibited her paintings. They were intentionally in a kind of naive style, and she was submitting them to juried exhibitions at the Baltimore Museum of Art and other places, and even winning some awards.
When I closed the door behind me the first night I stayed at the Chelsea Hotel, that was the first time I had ever been alone in a hotel room.
If you can't make money with them, I don't know what to say.
I told you. You know, that I just don't know how to make money. I just don't know.
That's the bad thing about it.
That's a terrible weakness of mine. And I knew that I had to sit down and be as reasonable as possible and think what to do.
When her marriage disintegrated around 1965, she moved to New York to pursue her dream of becoming an artist. She was already working with photomontage techniques, and encouraged by Ray Johnson, she had begun her snowflake collages in Maryland. These are hand-cut doily things that look like homemade snowflakes, except they're cut from, in her case, the pages of porn magazines.
That gesture of snowflake cutouts of porn magazines with other images, I've attempted to do as an audio version. So what you'll hear is two different audio extracts with pieces of each coming through at the same time, because I just love this snowflake style of collage, of taking images and punching holes through it to let something else show through.
Wilson is folding and cutting holes in centerfolds pulled from porn magazines, both gay and straight, sometimes
before I arrive at the
layering and mixing them. Images material that's been flattened,
finished
its intended
product,
use scrambled, cut up,
don't think
shot full of holes.
Finished
her mix of
product is
craft with porn
is much
unexpected and funny.
Charge
and begs a consideration of what it means to poke holes into something.
As the moment of assemblage, which is
in this
one
case,
of the joys,
it seems like,
of my work,
a ventilation,
starting with utter chaos,
a demystification,
and reducing it,
letting some fresh air in
to order,
or some spray paint out. Wilson's gesture of inserting her face into an art historical or popular cultural image invites us to consider how women have been depicted in art and in other representations. So often, half-naked, posed in ways designed to be sexually titillating to the male gaze, and often as metaphors for something else, like virtue, chastity, liberty, the French Republic, or figures from Greek mythology, nymphs and goddesses with gazes shyly averted from the spectator. Mae Wilson is here the interloper, the troublemaker, the trickster, the problematic older woman refusing to be erased, literally sticking her nose in. Not an allegory or a symbol, but an actual person meeting our gaze. Her preferred sculptural material is the cast-off, thrown-away trash. She loved to have visitors to her studio, but made it a rule that they had to bring her something. It all ended up in her assemblages. Shoes, toys, books, plastic flowers, baby dolls, rags. The full range of small consumer goods constrained, contained, painted over. And then there are her snowflake images. I remember making paper snowflakes like this with my sister when we were little, using white paper.
On the subject of Mae Wilson's creative methodologies, I wanted to offer now the musical piece that Carol and I collaborated on. I took excerpts from the film, from Mae Wilson's voice and incidental sound in the film, to make a loop, which I then offered up for Carol to sing over. Much in the way that Mae Wilson would take objects and materials from everyday life, combining them, spray painting them, collaging them to make something new.
Hi! Hi!
Hi!
Hi.
gives me as much charge as the moment of assemblage, which is one of the joys of my work, starting with utter chaos and reducing it to order. Assemblage.
In one scene, Wilson is coating one of her assemblages with a can of spray paint while simultaneously holding court with her young friends. So like a mother to know how to multitask, making art as if she were making dinner, throwing ingredients together, improvising, chatting, and entertaining the kids while never losing her focus on the task at hand. Wilson's Maryland accent, which you can hear in the film, brought me immediately back to the voices of women I remember from when I was a little girl growing up in Washington, D.C. Some of the older women at our church in Bethesda, Maryland, had accents like that. There is something very particular and familiar to me about it, and it made me feel like I might have met her. Wilson talks about the freedom of not taking yourself too seriously. She's playing. She's willing to make herself look ridiculous, and that humor allows her to make fun of ideas of restrictive femininity and what, at that time, was a culture highly valuing youth and beauty in women. Women her age become invisible in the visual field to a certain extent. They weren't depicted anywhere in art or advertising the way that young women were and are, and that allows her a kind of freedom. She says in relation to her sculpture, her philosophy was to take whatever crosses your path. And that makes me think of ways in which women have often had to be creative with whatever life has thrown at them. I think of the generation of women who made beautiful quilts from scraps of salvaged and carefully saved fabric. I'm waiting for an imp to cross over. She describes her sculptural practice as starting with utter chaos and reducing it to order, which sounds a lot like a description of housework. She makes assemblages of found objects that people bring her, and she binds them together in bundles with whatever is handy and then spray paints them. The monochromatic coat of paint unifies all of the elements. She never knows how it's going to turn out. It's not planned at all. She deals with what comes her way. She copes with it, and she makes something out of nothing. This could be considered the traditional superpower of the housewife.
So I'm working on Carol's audio thing, and one thing that she had mentioned was putting some Eastern songbirds in. And so I went online, I was just like, okay, Eastern songbirds, blah, blah. Like, where Mae Wilson would have been working, and I just randomly, the first file I got is this Eastern wood peewee, and listen to this. It sounds like the woohoo of Mae Wilson. So anyways, I wanted to send you a little audio. I'm working, had a nap, and now I'm working on Carol's audio thing, and yeah. say here's a voice message for you. Hope you're having a nice evening. Miss you.
I asked Michael Morris if he knew Mae Wilson, and he told me that Ray Johnson took him and Vincent Trazoff to meet her at her place at the Chelsea Hotel around 1972, not long after Woohoo, the movie, was shot. He's really busy because there's a show about the Image Bank coming to the Belkin at UBC, and Image Bank was Michael Morris, Gary Lee Nova, Vincent Trazoff. They were instigators, key organizers in the mail art movement, which was international. And they were corresponding with all kinds of people all over, including Ray Johnson and Mae Wilson. There's several works by Mae Wilson in the Image Bank show, and it was pretty exciting to see these. She took part in the Image Bank postcard show, and there at the Belkin is her very, very funny postcard with her face superimposed on the face of a fur-clad cavewoman holding a baby in one arm and in the other hand holding a ticket to the Whitney. Admit one, it's torn off. This image also turns up in the stamps on the Mae Wilson postcards that SFU has, and there's a copy of the International Image Exchange Directory in the Belkin show, which includes a collage by Mae Wilson, one of her snowflakey collages cut out of a porn magazine, a male porn magazine, this one. And the artists in the network are listed alphabetically along with their addresses and what they want people to send them. Mae Wilson's entry says she wants personal fragments for collage, and then the next person says he wants penis pics and rhinoceros. So I follow up with SFU staff, and they say they had told me they had some kind of catalog for a mail art show in their archives, and we think maybe that's how SFU acquired these Mae Wilson images in the first place. But SFU archives can't share the archive file related to their 1973 mail art show until all personal information in the files has been redacted, which is so ironic when you consider that people in these networks freely share their mailing addresses, publishing them in directories that were circulated in publications like File magazine. You can see lots of these addresses on display at the Belkin Art Gallery right now, but I understand that archives are constrained by copyright laws. When they finally arrive, the SFU files don't reveal very much, except that the main focus of the exhibition appears to have been artist stamps. Mae Wilson seems to have been in the SFU show from an early stage, as she is listed as already confirmed in letters sent by the curator to other artists he is trying to interest in taking part. So that seems like the most likely way that her work ended up at SFU. And I'm really glad that they did.
We carried out a lot of research in the production of this podcast, and we'd like to acknowledge some of the useful sources that we drew on.
For instance, Mae Wilson's Wikipedia page and Wiki Art page was full of useful information.
There's a really good article by her son, William S. Wilson, titled Art as a Jealous Lover, Mae Wilson 1905 to 1986, on the website warholstars.org.
And Pavel Zubok Fine Art Gallery held an exhibition of her snowflake pieces in 2017. It's on their website at pavelzubok.com.
Artsy.net has a good article on Wilson titled The 1950s Housewife Who Became the Grandmother of New York's Underground Art Scene.
Another good article on Mae Wilson is at awarewomenartist.com.
And the film Woohoo, Mae Wilson by Emily Rothschild was produced by New Day Films, and you can read about it on their website, newday.com.
And you can watch Woohoo and many other awesome films totally for free using a public library card on canopy.com.
The Image Bank exhibition that I referred to in the podcast was on at the Belkin Art Gallery at UBC in Vancouver
from June to August 2021, and you can read all about it at the gallery's website, belkin.ubc.ca. I want to thank Michael Morris for taking time to talk to me about meeting Mae Wilson, and we also both want to thank the SFU Archives and SFU Art Gallery staff.
Thank you, SFU.
Thank you, SFU.
This podcast was organized by Kimberly Phillips and Karina Irvin at SFU Galleries with audio production by Jean Paizeau. The accompanying image cards were designed by Information Office. Listening to Pictures has been made possible with generous support from the Canada Council for the Arts Digital Now program and is produced in partnership with CJSF-FM. SFU Galleries is supported by Simon Fraser University, the Canada Council for the Arts, and the BC Arts Council, along with numerous foundations, community partners, donors, and volunteers. We are especially grateful for the visionary support of the Marianne and Edward Gibson Trust.